Welcome back to part two of How to Be the Mom You Want to Be. If you didn't listen to part one yet, hit that pause button. Make sure you go listen to part one first. This week, with Mother's Day being this weekend, we are focusing on the mom hat that we all wear and love. Part of creating that work-life balance is having the time and space, both mentally and physically, to show up as the mom you want to be. But have you taken the time to really think about the mom you want to be? That's what I'm here to help you with this week. We are doing some deep inner work. I'm sharing questions that will help guide you on your path. And in part one, I had you envisioning the kind of mom you aspire to be and the things like what values you want to pass on, what memories you want to create with your family. And today we're going to continue on that path with six more questions that will help you align your actions to your motherhood goals. And to help with those mom goals, I created a freebie to help you put down those cell phones, to be more present when you're with your families, and to get more time back in your day to make those amazing memories. So make sure you check out the show notes for that link. Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work? And time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. Yesterday's episode covered questions 1 through 6, so today we are picking up right where we left off. The seventh question you're going to ask yourself is, who can I connect with today? Think about how you can strengthen your relationships and your bonds with your kids, with your partner, your support crew, making your family life even richer. I've been trying to be more intentional with spending time with the kids, especially one-on-one time. The past few months have been a complete whirlwind and so much going on that it's been a little harder to get family time in during the week. This past week, Michael really wanted to play outside with his sisters and they wouldn't play with them for whatever reason. And though I had a million things to do and I told myself I was going to follow up with emails and texts that I needed to follow up on, I stopped what I was doing and I went outside and I played wiffle ball with him. It was just me and him and it was great. He definitely does not get to see me run often, so he really gets a kick out of me running around the bases. Plus, I got a lot of steps in, so it was a total win-win. So take advantage of those moments, and not just with your kids, with your partner. Russ and I started to go on evening walks together every night. We used to do that during COVID, and I loved it. So now we have our morning walk together. I walk into the train every morning as part of my morning walk, and now we go after dinner to give Brody his last walk of the night. You can do evening walks as a family too if your kids are still little. I will say, this stage of parenting is pretty nice where you could leave your kids at home just for a little bit, just to get away. Even if it's just a couple of blocks, go for that walk. And don't forget to connect with your friends. Plan those couples nights out or night in, girls night out, whatever it is. Keep the connections with adults. And while I am a total homebody, it is good to get out of your environment and just have fun every once in a while. Taking those kids-free breaks actually helps you be a better mom sometimes. So live it up. The eighth question you're going to ask yourself is, what does being there really mean? Dive deep into what it truly means to be present with your little ones without your mind wandering to your to-do list or going on your phone. How are you interacting with your kids? When you bring them to school or pick them up, if you have a busy evening and you're driving them to activities, what are you doing while you're in the car? Are you talking to them, engaging with them? When you're home and they ask you to play or do an activity with them, do you do it? And if you do, are you really present while you're doing it with them? Or are you constantly checking your phone or thinking about work or whatever else is on your mind? When you show up to their sport events, are you watching them and cheering them on? Or are you talking to the parents next to you the whole time? So just take some time to reflect on how you are showing up and really be mindful this week when you are in those moments and how you are showing up and catch yourself. Start noticing when your mind starts to wander or you get a text and you look at your phone and then 5 minutes later you realize you're still on your phone because you saw you had another notification and that led you down a rabbit hole scrolling through Instagram. I would say TikTok, but I don't have TikTok. I had TikTok, but when I saw how addictive it was and how much time I was wasting on it, I had to set that hard boundary. I know it's great and that's why it's addictive. So just really think about what is distracting you from really being there and limit or try to remove those distractions altogether. The ninth question you're going to ask yourself is, how do I handle challenges or setbacks? be honest with yourself here. This is a tough one for some of us to be honest with ourselves because you can't always control how you react to things. When things happen, especially something big, sometimes you have a knee-jerk reaction. You're reacting before you can even think about how your reaction will affect others. But there are some things that you definitely can control how you react. So when things don't go quite as planned, do you harp on it and let it ruin in the moment instead of just letting whatever the situation will be? I used to do that all the time. I'm glad I grew out of it. When your kids tell you something happened, do you immediately react and possibly make them regret trying to talk to you about it? Start being aware of these little things. The 10th question you're going to ask yourself is, am I showing my kids the right stuff? The right stuff. Sorry, I had to. Take a few minutes to reflect on the habits and behaviors you're modeling for your kids, from how you handle disagreements to how you're taking care of yourself. I can tell you this past year, my kids have seen me work hard. My 2023 goal was to push through my fears, and my kids had a front row seat. The biggest thing was launching this podcast. They saw all the work I put into it, all the planning that went into the show, and they celebrated with me when I launched and celebrate with me every time I hit that next 1,000 in downloads. After I hit 10,000, I kind of stopped announcing my numbers to the family, and Michael got a little annoyed when he heard I was close to 15 for not telling him that I hit 11, 12, and 13. But I've also heard each of my kids at different points this year tell me how proud they are of me. And if that doesn't fill your mom cup up, I don't know what will. This was a big example, but it can be basic things like taking care of yourself, treating others with respect, not gossiping or putting others down, which you should never do, but at least don't do it in front of your kids because that's just teaching them that it's okay to do that. Show them what a healthy marriage looks like. What are you exposing your kids to, or maybe not exposing them to? Are you a helicopter parent, or do you allow your kids to try things and make their own mistakes and learn from them? That's a really hard one. But we learn from our mistakes. So ask yourself, are you letting them fall every once in a while? Number 11, ask yourself, what's my mom legacy gonna be? Think about the mark you wanna leave on your kids and this world. Think big and how you can start building that legacy right now. This is what work-life balance is all about. When you go through this exercise, I really hope you take the time to do it. I'm gonna be journaling the same thing this week. But when you go through this exercise, really take the time to decide on the mom you want to be and what you want your kids to remember when they're adults and when they talk about their mom and their childhood. I know for me, first and foremost, I want my kids to remember that they were loved and never had a doubt that I loved them with all of my being in everything that I did and every decision I made. It was all out of love for them. So think about how you want to be remembered. And last, and definitely not least, number 12. Am I too hard on myself, or do I give myself grace? I can tell you right now that there are times that I know I'm being way too hard on myself. And luckily, I have Russ next to me that always gives me a pep talk. I'm stricter with certain things than a lot of my kids' friends' parents. So it's hard to be the only one saying no to things or not allowing my kids to have something or see something. And the mom guilt about not doing enough and not being enough is there sometimes too. But like I said yesterday, if you are showing them love, showing them that they're safe, those are the important things. All the rest, it might ebb and flow on what you're able to do and what you're able to show up for on any given day with work, with life, and especially if you have more than one kid, it's a lot of energy required in a whole lot of different directions. So be kind to yourself. Well, those are the 12 questions that you're going to ask yourself on how to become the mom that you want to be. And once you have those answers, you're going to use them as your guide in your planning and what you say yes to or what you say no to and how you show up and how you interact with your kids, your partners, and your friends. And they're going to be the little changes that you make every day to be closer to the mom you wrote down on that paper. Wishing you all a happy Mother's Day. Come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook group, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms. Sending you so much love and light. Until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories, and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light. Until next time on Mom Career Life with Carrie Pat.